Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1140, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. It's chos of our learning, our Torah, shetaka be protection for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Mokoyim. The question comes up, if somebody walks out of the house, out of their office, whatever the case is, now, but they could still see the place where they ate, right? They're going to go outside, and they're in a position, let's say, whereby they could still see the place where they ate. And let's say in conjunction, we've spoken about in the past, whereby it's a question as to how long a person goes out for, right? Just real quickly to review that, we spoke about whereby the Mishnah Berurah says, and other places can hold like that, that even if somebody goes out for a few seconds, it's already, when they come back, it's a real Shina Mokim, they have to remake the Bracha. And others wanted to say, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Aruch HaShulchan, and others wanted to say that, it has to be a little bit of a longer period of time, a little bit of a longer, just running out for a few seconds is not enough whereby there will be a Shinui Mokim. And we said, Lamais, it's a, if somebody actually does have to run out and it's a real quick thing, definitely not to make a bracha again because of Suffolk brachas, but one should be careful not to do it. As we've learned in the past, Suffolk brachas lahakol, anytime there's a question of making over a bracha, most brachas anyways, the one would not remake it. The only time whereby one does make it, whereby it's a deraisa, because it's a suffolk of a deraisa, is when one ate and they're full, they're satisfied. If somebody washed, ate bread, and they're full, now it's, and they're not sure that they benched, they're not benched, so that's a real suffolk deraisa. On a suffolk deraisa, you do remake it again, you do bench again. But we're not getting into those halachas right now. If somebody would not be full, they just ate a little bit, but they ate enough to bench, but they're still hungry, let's say, or something along those lines, but they're just not, right, they weren't satisfied, but they ate it, but it's a question, should they bench or they not? And they never got full bechlal, so that would be also a suffolk bracha. I just wanted to throw that out there. So, but benching, person ate, they're full, they're satisfied, they don't remember, so that is a real suffolk on a deraisa where one would have to re-bench again, or bench because they're not sure. Now, but the question comes up, but all other cases, in general, suffolk bracha, the bracha is a derabbanan, so we do not say it again because it's saying Hashem's name. Mamash, it could be a bracha levatola, could be a bracha shenetzricha, whatever the case might be. But now the question comes up, when somebody went out, and they could still see the place, right? They could still see the place. I went out to whatever. I went out into the alley. I went out into the street. I don't want to say yard right now because the yard could be a little bit different. We'll talk about. But somebody, they go out into the street. But when I look into my house, I could see the place where I was eating, the table, my coffee. My coffee sitting on the table right there. I made a shakal of my coffee and I had to run out. Then I'm outside for quite a while, whatever the case is, a real Shinui Mokim. But if I turn around, I see the table and the coffee sitting right over there, even though I'm coming back in 10 minutes or whatever the case might be, right? Or the apple or the orange or whatever it is, whether it's shahakal, ha'adama, or ha'etz. So the question comes up now, what should I do? In other words, the fact that I could see the place where I ate and I could actually even see the food maybe, it doesn't really make a difference if you could see the food, but I could see the place where I ate. Mamish, from where I am now, would that help me in any way? Even though I'm not coming back for, quite a while, and it's a real Shinui Mokim. I didn't just run out for a few seconds. I ran out for a while, but I'm constantly in the area where I could see the place where I ate. So the question is, would that help? So in other words, does the connection that we're talking about, that invisible line, the connection to the original place, does it continue on, right? Just like by mezonos and emotzi and so on, all the things we've been talking about, it continues on. I still have the connection. Does the connection continue on? The fact that I can see the place. Okay. So to make a long story short, the ma'aseh, it is a machloikis. We'll talk a little bit more about it upcoming shiurim, but it is a machloikis. I'm not going to get into the various different shitas, who's on which side, but some say it would help. In other words, the fact that I could see inside, it's a continuation of the original place, right? And thereby I never lost the connection. And when I come back, I would not have to make another bracha. Others say, no, if it's a Shinui Mokim, it's Shinui Mokim. What's the difference if you could actually see the place? Now, I do want to just mention, when it comes to room, which we've spoken about in the past, in general, one should have in mind, right? We way back when in the beginning, we spoke about if somebody's going to be changing room to room in their house. I'm in the house, room to room. Mishnah Berurah talks about one should have in mind that they'll be changing. In case they did not, they didn't have a mind, but the Eved, we said, it would still be fine if you change rooms. Lechatchila, you would not remake the bracha, but the fact that somebody could see the place when it comes to room, that is a little bit easier. That does make it easier, Mishbura tells us. So that's a little bit of a different story. But right now, I want to just stress the fact the person is outside of the house, outside of the office, whatever the case is. So it's a totally different halacha than when we talk about room to room. So we'll talk more about it upcoming shiur, but just to end off today, Lamai say it is a machlokes. Some say it is still the connection still there. Some say the connection's not there anymore. And Lamaisa, of course, it's like we mentioned at the beginning of today's shiur, it's Safik Brachas Lahakal. If somebody, for whatever reason, did go out and they could still see the place when they come back, even though it's a real Shinei Makom, when they come back, they would not remake the Bracha because they could still see the place. But we'll talk a little bit more about it upcoming shiur. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha. Kol Tov.